This is BlackAmericaWeb.com News.
Still no explanation from police about why Freddie Gray was arrested in the first place and how he ended up suffering a fatal spinal cord injury while he was in custody. Six officers involved in the arrest have been suspended during the investigation.
Powered by News One.
Good morning, everybody. I'm Jackie Reed in for Sybil Wilkes with your BlackAmericaWeb.com headlines for this Tuesday, April 21st. The Baltimore community is on edge after a man dies in police custody. That's according to the city's top police official and the mayor. City officials are investigating how Freddie Gray suffered a fatal spine injury while under arrest. Six officers have been suspended, but investigators say they still don't know how it happened. Prosecutors say there are no videos or other evidence to give any indication of what happened. Gray's lawyer says his spine was 80% severed at his neck. The officer in another fatal police incident is cleared on all charges. Detective Ante Servin was charged with involuntary manslaughter, reckless discharge of a firearm, and reckless conduct. That after fatally firing into a crowd and killing 22-year-old Rekia Boyd in 2012. The judge in the case says the evidence does not support the charges on which the defendant is being tried. If you're eating ice cream for breakfast, put it down. We're not judging, just trying to save your life. Bluebell Ice Cream issued a voluntary recall Monday night for all of its products. That after two samples of chocolate chip cookie dough ice cream tested positive for Listeria, a potentially deadly bacteria. It's the creamery's second recall this year. Just last month, Bluebell issued its first recall when the CDC linked ice cream contaminated with Listeria to three deaths at a Kansas hospital. Now, Skip, this one's going to make you chuckle. Okay. In State College, Pennsylvania, a man is arrested after an argument over whether Michael Jordan or LeBron James is the better basketball player. Now, this 22-year-old man, he's facing charges of aggravated assault. He got into a fight. Uh-huh. He was first arrested early Saturday after fighting with a man over whether Jordan or James, you know, is the better player. He was released on bond, went to stay with a female friend.
Uh-huh.
And eventually, police were called again because he got into another argument.
With her over this?
I don't know who it was with. And they're not sure exactly what they were arguing about.
It ain't that crucial.
But he was locked up again. So, come
he
on,
just,
guys.
He just liked the fight. That's his problem. Because if it ain't James and Jordan, is it Cinnamon Toast or White Toast?
Is Woman, it Captain Crunch or Fruit Loops?
Now, the dude that got beat up, he must have been an old head because he's down with Jordan.
We don't know. We don't know which side the 22-year-old was on.
I'm sure the 22-year-old was going with the King James, the King James version. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, the old head was probably down with Jordan.
But that to was fight his time. Over it to the point of being arrested.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, man, sometimes, you know, it gets really heated. You know, the old heads got that. They got that convicting tone. Like, look here, young buck. I'm trying to tell you now. You don't know nothing about Michael Jordan.
That's right.
Yeah, Michael Jordan. He be doing things that King James can't even do. Is that right? King James. He almost got Michael headline, but he ain't trying to let go of it. You know what I'm saying?
And that's when he got jabbed.
Yeah. Thank you, he got punched in the jaw.
Yeah. Okay, we got some seriously ignorant news with Damon Williams coming up in about 10 minutes, right here on the TJMS 16 before the hour.